The police have announced there will be an independent review into how bullying complaints are dealt with in the organisation. It comes after an RNZ investigation into which more than 100 current or former police officers and non-sworn staff spoke out about how bullying is rife within the service. And some of those who say they have been bullied are now concerned at whether the review will go far enough. Ben Strang reports.
Current and former police employees have told RNZ their bullying complaints were often referred directly to the person they complained about, and the bullying then intensified. Many say they didn't complain because of their concerns about the handling of other complaints and turned to drugs or alcohol instead. Several staff told RNZ they attempted or considered suicide as a result. But just last month, the police commissioner, Mike Bush, dismissed claims that the police had a bullying culture.
We do not tolerate bullying in our organisation. The culture inside the New Zealand Police has changed significantly over the last 10 years, and it's a very, very positive environment. But as the commissioner, I'm determined to ensure that our workplace is a safe workplace for everyone. So we've set up good systems to ensure that if people feel they're being bullied, they've got somewhere to go and report it.
Fast forward to today, and Mike Bush has now announced an independent review of the police's systems and processes to deal with bullying complaints. The head of human resources at the police, Kay Ryan, has already acknowledged that senior managers using the Speak Up complaints system are confused as to what they should be doing. And she said that was leading to some of the issues RNZ was reporting. But those who say they're victims of bullying believe it's more than that. John Woodward, who was a sole charge constable at Ross on the West Coast, says the review is a good start.
That's a huge first step for sure. I think it's what we've been after for a while, and what I'm reading is it's someone independent they've put in, which is good because unfortunately some of the reviews in the past have been internally reviewed and of course come out finding nothing.
But Mr Woodward says the inquiry needs to look at more than just the complaints process and should shine a light on the underlying issue, the culture.
That's the one thing that's going to be missing, and probably I think for 99% of the people that have come forward or experienced it, myself included, it's culture that's the problem, not a process. There is, and always has been, a way of reporting a problem, quite easy to do that, but it's the culture and the systematic sort of targeting that goes on after that, which I don't think any independent review will find or really be able to do a lot about, because I think it's a longer term fix.
That sentiment was echoed by the president of the Police Association, Chris Cahill, who says it wouldn't make sense to review the complaints procedure without looking at the actual bullying.
You can't sort of look at just a process, and if there's a significant issue in culture, you've got to address that as well. And look, we, in fairness, I'll tell you that our survey of our members shows that they're saying it is a significant problem that seems to be getting worse. So we've had a jump in our membership that say it's a serious or very serious problem from 20 to 25% of members in our latest survey.
Independent consultant Debbie Francis will lead the review, fresh from her inquiry into bullying and harassment at Parliament. The Police Minister, Stuart Nash, says she is someone of great integrity and that it's great to take an independent look at the police's systems. But he doubled down today, saying he disagrees with comments that the police have a bullying culture.
I don't agree with that. I think police culture in the last 10 years has changed considerably. And you had the Dame Margaret Baser report about 11 years ago, and a year ago you had a review of that. And that report, the 10-year-on report, said that the police culture has changed substantially. And the police commissioner has worked very hard in changing the culture. And he is very clear, as am I, that there is no place for bullying in the New Zealand Police Service.
The terms of reference for the review will be announced later this week, and the full review will be made public once it's completed. For Checkpoint, Ben Strang.
And the police commissioner declined an interview today, saying there won't be a comment until after the inquiry.